In this video, we're going to talk about my keyword research philosophy. There's a few different ways of thinking about SEO and keywords. If you search around on the internet, you'll find expert SEOs and they'll tout their ability to rank for category defining keywords. And what are category defining keywords? They're hyper short tail keywords. So you'll find some SEO that's able to rank in the number two position for the keyword SEO. That's impressive. It definitely takes some chops to get there. You know, there's nothing wrong with that, but I don't think that should be the aim of most businesses on the internet. Then you find other SEOs who only care about customers. And that's not to say that we don't care about customers, but they only care about customers checking out and buying things. And the issue with this is that purchase intent keywords are very difficult. And in general, most of them have advertising running up. The searcher's ability to even see organic results is pretty limited. You have to scroll down pretty far before you find an organic result on a purchase intent keyword. So then you get this third group of SEOs that only care about highest volume, lowest difficulty keywords. You see these people on social media, they tout their riches and their niches and their ability to find niches that are untapped. They have crazy volume, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of searches per month, and zero difficulty out of 100, right? It's like the easiest thing to rank for these keywords. But what they don't tell you is that these niches have no value. The people that are searching these searches are not looking to purchase anything. They're looking for something that has no value. They're looking for something that does not convert to anything. And in the end, it's mostly fruitless. My keyword philosophy is finding keywords where you have the highest ability to provide value for the searcher. And what does that mean? What that means is, are you uniquely skilled at providing value for a searcher that is searching this keyword? Do you have unique skills? Do you have unique insights? Do you have a real answer to give the searcher that is searching for this keyword? And what makes this different is that we don't really care about the volume necessarily of the keywords. Of course, you want some volume, and high volume never hurts anything. But in this case, we're looking mostly at the value of the keyword. So when we're looking at keywords, we're trying to find keywords that we're really able to address specifically, not only with the information that we're able to provide, but also in ways where we're able to tie in our product or our service as the solution for the problem that we're addressing with the content that we're producing. And ultimately, that's our highest ability to provide value for the searcher. If we can give information to the searcher that allows them to do something manually, that allows them to figure it out for themselves, but then on the tail end, if we're able to come in and say, hey, but if you buy our product, if you sign up for our free trial, if you get a sample of this, if you schedule a call, we'll show you how to do it automatically. It's going to save you a ton of time. It's going to save you a ton of money in the end. And ultimately, it's going to be the better solution. That is our highest ability to provide value for the searcher. So ultimately, that's what I'm looking for is keywords where I can go in and say, yes, you can do this manually. Yes, you can follow these steps and do it yourself, but we can also do it for you. We can provide the solution for you. And in the end, it's going to be easier, cheaper, save you time, XYZ number of benefits. The next part of my keyword philosophy is that we're going to start small. The first group of SEOs, the ones that tout their ability to rank for insanely difficult and short tail keywords, that's not what we're going for. What they would tell you is go for the really big keywords and you'll start to rank for the lower difficulty keywords and you'll get traffic. Aim for the moon and land among the stars. No, we are going to start small. We're going to do our keyword research. We are going to find small keywords. We're going to find keywords that are specific. We're going to go for specific keywords because it's impossible to write great content for generic keywords. Imagine ranking for the SEO keyword. What are you going to write? Is it going to be an entire course? Is it going to be a book? What do you even write for that? Whereas the person that searches for how to do keyword research using Ahrefs. Ah, there's a guide you can write. Well, that's a guide I can write. And it's a much more specific keyword. And I guarantee you, there's not that many people searching for that. We're going to start helpful. There's so many different keywords out there of people searching for things where there's either a direct solution. So they're looking to download something, or they're looking for a specific brand, or they're looking for something that already exists on the internet. That's not really what we're looking for. We're looking for people who are asking questions. We're looking for people who have problems and they need solutions. We're looking for people who are self-starters, people who are asking questions, people who are DIYers, people who are trying to figure out how to solve this problem in their business or how to solve the problem for themselves. So From there, after we start small for long enough, we are able to get bigger because we're able to bundle our content. We're able to reuse our content. We're able to combine our content. We're able to get a little bit more generic. We can get a little more holistic. We can approach things from a bigger picture. And this is where you can start to break into some of those bigger keywords. But you never get to that point if you do not build domain authority. And a big part of building domain authority is acquiring links. And if you don't produce smaller content, then you're not going to be able to give anybody a chance to view your content or be impacted by your content or even have time to promote your content. If you start big, you might flop because it's very difficult to write the best content on the internet for very generic keywords. However, for very specific keywords that have very specific answers or maybe even opinionated answers, it's easy to write that content and it's easy to get in front of people and it's easy to specifically help people. So you start small, and then we get bigger. Where you start is not where you end. So we're going to iterate, we're going to grow, we're going to serve, we're going to impact people, and ultimately we're going to work our way up from the bottom. And so that is just a little bit about my keyword research philosophy. We're not going for a home run. We're going for multiple small wins. We're going to stack up our small wins, and it's going to become one nice big win that consistently brings in traffic, consistently provides value for people, and consistently increases trust so that we're able to reliably build our business on the back of SEO.